I stepped around the car with my gun drawn, aiming at the lone Rakshasa on this side of the building. It sniffed the air as I approached and stopped moving. I didn't know if the micro tremors in my arm were from the energy Monty placed in the gun or the gripping fear of facing a walking nightmare willing to rip me to shreds and eat me. I was leaning towards the latter. "This is not going to help my aim," I whispered to myself as I tried to steady my arm. I held a deep breath as the Rakshasa turned and stared at me. The roar it unleashed traveled across the ground and parked itself in my gut. The orange ball around its neck swung from side to side as the beast ran at me. I forced myself to stand still and take another deep breath. The little voice in my head screamed at me to run away. For a quick second, I considered it. But then I thought about the children, so I fired. And missed the ball, hitting it square in the chest instead. The Rakshasa stopped, looked down at the wound, and then back at me as if to say, "Are you kidding?" before getting ready to lunge again. That moment of hesitation was all I needed. I fired again and hit the orange ball, destroying it. The beast screamed and held its head as it convulsed on the ground. It stood a few seconds later and rushed at me. So much for "should turn on each other," I said as I slid over the hood of a car and nearly evaded being cratered along with the hood. "Monty!" I looked around with a cold realization of the truly screwed that I was alone. The Rakshasa shoved the destroyed car to one side as I weighed my options. Run, and I could die tired. If I stood my ground, I could mount a valiant and short-lived attack right before those claws disemboweled me. I was never good at running. I took aim, ready to empty the magazine into the tall, gruesome, and hungry.
"Duck!"
whispered a voice from behind me. I dropped to the ground as a large fear of fire raced at the Rakshasa above me. For a second, nothing happened as the flaming orb crashed into the creature. It looked up as Monty clapped his hands behind me. Still nothing. It took a few steps and smiled. I was beginning to doubt the power of mages when the Rakshasa suddenly exploded and drenched me in a gournami of viscera and blood. The lower half of the creature fell, lifeless.